engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah al Muslim.
Yesterday we commenced the second ruku of Surah Yusuf, verse number 7. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Surely there is in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and the story of his brothers, signs for those who inquire. Signs for those who inquire. And we explained that signs from Surah Yusuf could be in different forms. One is the story itself. You will find many signs of guidance, admonition, signs to the grand wisdom and power of Allah, which can become firmly impressed in the heart if you are amongst the sa'ilin, those who genuinely and sincerely are seeking the signs. Then signs from Surah Yusuf could be in another sense that the Meccans wanted to outwit Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this question, and now that he could give the detailed answer, even after they had taken advice from the Jews of Medina in terms of what question to ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam provided a detailed answer, they should take lesson that this is a sign that he is a prophet. The third sign that should be taken here is that the Quraysh should realize that the story of Yusuf alayhi salam is an indication that as much as his brothers were jealous of him and tried every trick in the book to eradicate him from the picture, he came back and prevailed over all of them. The same would happen to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were jealous of him. They drove him out of Makkah, and he came back from Medina as a conqueror. And like Yusuf alaihi salam forgave his brothers, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave the Meccans when he came back to Makkah. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم, echoing the very same sentence. Now we move on to the next verse, and that is verse number 8. Allah تبارك وتعالى mentions, إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة. إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. When they began saying, Yusuf and his brother are certainly more beloved to our father than ourselves, while we are stronger than them. Our father is certainly in manifest error. That explained that Yusuf and his blood brother, well, they were all blood brothers in the sense that they have one father, but Yusuf and Binyamin shared one mother. Yaqub alayhi salam showed profuse love for these two younger brothers, because their mother had passed away, according to Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah. And from the two, he paid particular attention to Yusuf alayhi salam, because either through his insight or maybe even divine inspiration, he saw that Yusuf alayhi salam's future was extremely brilliant, and that the chain of Nubuwwah in the family, which came from Ibrahim to Ishaq to Yaqub, was likely to continue via Yusuf alayhi salam. So therefore, the father showed more attention to these two younger brothers, was because their mother had passed away, and more so Yusuf alayhi salam, because he saw those early signs of brilliance. Together with that, Yusuf alayhi salam had natural beauty. He had character externally and internally. He was excellent, and that attracted Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam to him. But the other brothers could not endure this. They were elder, they were stronger, they were a bigger group. They were more of assistance to their father as he was progressing in age. And they thought that, our father is wrong here, because we are the ones who can help him. We see him to be in error because وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ, we are stronger than them. We are a big group. We can help him. We are there to assist him. We can support him. These are two young boys. What can they do for our father? So you see, this is how it all starts. And that's the lesson that I want to drive home today. It all starts like this, where you start to justify in your own mind. They were jealous of these two brothers because their father had more natural affection for them, even though he treated all of his sons equally, because he was after all a Nabi. But this jealousy, now they try to create a justification in their own minds and amongst themselves that no, we're stronger, we're elder, we're more matured, we're more experienced, we can assist our dad in a way that they can't. Why doesn't he see that? We need to make him see that. And then they came to the very dangerous point. Now you see, shaitan works in steps, and that's why the Quran says, لا تتبعوا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of the devil. He takes you onto the path of misguidance one step at a time. So Shaitan then first made them create this justification. Now they said, you know what, it's necessary to remove Yusuf in particular from the picture in order for our father to see the light of day. And that's when they schemed up the plan that we all know they schemed. And we'll take up that discussion, inshallah, in verse number 9 of Surah Yusuf. But today's lesson, remember, stop creating justifications for yourself. You know, you need to be, and very few people can do this, but we should try to be from amongst these few people, where you just need to be honest to yourself and say, you know what, I'm jealous of this person. Let me work on it. Let me make dua for him to eradicate the jealousy. Let me work on my own emotions, rather than starting to create justifications, because it can lead you down a very, very dangerous path. May Allah guide us and may Allah protect us.